Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Is this the sound of hip-hop on steroids? You're listening to Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and coming up on our show in a little while, Argentine singer Sofia Cotsovitis performs with her band live in our studio. But first, just as the use of steroids in Major League Baseball has reached the halls of Congress, a recent news investigation has revealed that steroids aren't just for ballplayers anymore. Rap and R&B artists, including 50 Cent, Mary J. Blige, and Timbaland, whom you're hearing in the background, have all been named in an ongoing investigation which appeared in this weekend's Albany Times Union. To look at why steroids might be used in the entertainment community, we'll talk with a hip-hop commentator, but we're joined first on the phone by Bob Port. Bob is senior editor of investigations at the Albany Times Union. Bob, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Good to be here. How, let's talk a little bit about the investigation itself. How were these rappers implicated in this to begin with?
Well, this all stems from a very large investigation that kind of reached a climax almost a year ago with a series of raids in Florida of businesses that were operating internet sites and selling drugs over the internet, most of those drugs being steroids. As well as human growth hormone, a drug that is often associated with steroids used by athletes. Fast forward to recent months, and we have seen here in Albany 10 people, three doctors included there, pleading guilty to felony crimes. It's a felony in New York to prescribe drugs to someone without a face-to-face examination. So an internet prescription is a crime. And we are seeing police, investigators of various sorts who are running down the literally hundreds of thousands of purchase records they now have, trying to trace them to more doctors, more pharmacists, more places. And this trail led folks to a fitness club in Manhattan called Clay Gym, a kind of an upscale club that is used by a lot of entertainers, wealthy people. And it turned out this club had an association with a chiropractor on Long Island who was, if you will, a chiropractor to the stars.
Yeah. And who was and so this investigation was actually, it wasn't targeting these celebrities. It was actually targeting the people who were writing the illegal prescriptions.
That is exactly right. And we've seen this investigation sort of bring to light a number of athletes, baseball players, football players.
Right.
And it's just really with this recent these recent revelations, we're seeing some entertainers being outed in a criminal investigation. They themselves are not the target of any crime or indictment. It's the doctors who were prescribing their drugs.
So people like 50 Cent, Mary J. Blige, Timbaland, they're kind of the dolphins caught in the tuna net of this investigation, I suppose.
I think that's a fair way to put it.
Do we have any evidence, though, that any of these people are actually using HGH, human growth hormone, or steroids?
Well, I would refer your listeners to what we publish in our newspaper, which you could read on the web.
There is a link on our website, yep.
And our story is very detailed, and we describe in some cases, the amounts of drugs and the specific drugs that were purchased by these entertainers. I can't sit here and say that I know for a fact that any of them are injecting human growth hormone. I would stick to what we published in our newspaper, but it is pretty clear that some of these artists have ordered large quantities of drugs into the thousands of dollars over a period of many months, and that's not something people usually pay for unless they want to use.
Well, but assuming, and let's just assume for the reason that you just stated that, you know, if you're going to pay for it, you're probably going to use it. Let's assume they are using it. Are they breaking any laws if they have a prescription, even if the doctor and let's hope it was a doctor and not just a chiropractor or whatever, you know, sort of wrote that prescription illegally according to state law. Does that make these entertainers at fault as well?
No, it doesn't by any interpretation of the law we've heard. It is at this point in time in the United States legal for you or I or anyone to go acquire testosterone, a very important steroid drug, human growth hormone, to possess it, to consume it, use it. That in the United States is not a crime. I think are actually violating some FDA regulations, which say that human growth hormone is only used to treat dwarfism in children, et cetera. But like a lot of drugs in our recent history, it isn't illegal. It's not a crime to possess it.
All right,
not like cocaine.
We're speaking with Bob Port. Bob is the senior editor of investigations at the Albany Times Union. I was sort of curious as to why, you know, we're talking about a club in Manhattan, a chiropractor in Long Island, websites and pharmacies in Florida, and the story's coming out of Albany. How did that happen?
It is bizarre, I admit. It just so happens that Albany, New York, has a relatively new district attorney. He is black, and he ran very vigorously on a platform that promised to go after what he will tell you he believes are the real drug dealers in America, pharmaceutical companies and other moneyed interests that are, and you're seeing internet sales as one avenue, that are selling drugs to the public. And he promised our voters to focus his energy on that and not on small-time drug sales on the street corner. So there's a bit of a political agenda at work here, but it's one built on a concept of equal justice. And our DA took it upon himself to travel around the country, team up with police in Florida, Alabama, Texas, some federal agents, and issue indictments out of Albany for folks all across the United States, and business people running these websites.
And certainly he's not the first state politician to have done that. I mean, Elliot Spitzer making his name by doing the same thing in the entertainment industry, going after the big guns. Now, I think many people understand, Bob, why ballplayers would use steroids, you know, and human growth hormone. What's in it for a rapper? Why would Timbaland, for example, be drawn to this sort of thing?
Well, here we get into the specifics of steroids, which is a generic term. It's kind of like saying pasta. There are many kinds, and we cook them many ways. So it's hard to judge or guess what any one individual might want from these drugs. But I'd break it into two categories, bulking up and bodybuilding, and the other, what's sort of loosely being called anti-aging. And that's where this the newest of these drugs comes in, human growth hormone, which may be one of the hottest of the so-called steroid drugs. It's not a steroid, actually, per se. Human growth hormone, I'll give you my layman's knowledge here.
Okay.
Take it as just that. It has an almost magical effect on the body initially. Torn muscles heal rapidly. The skin can become softer. A person actually senses and you see what appears to be an almost fountain of youth-like effect. That, I suspect, is what Mary J. Blige and other people we named in our stories are looking for with human growth hormone. These drugs are about physical appearance and image. And
that certainly is,
I guess, is what's driving.
It's certainly a big part of any entertainer, especially in the pop end of things. We're talking about artists like 50 Cent, Mary J. Blige, Timbaland. We can talk a bit more specifically about who has said what in response to the story. And listeners, we want to hear from you. If 50's six-pack was chemically enhanced, would you care? Do you think artists like Mary J. have a right to use whatever it takes to keep up their career? Post a comment on the soundcheck page of our website, wnyc.org, or call us at 212-264-6400. 7483. Here is a little bit of music from 50 Cent called AO Technology. Her money, money, she make it look at the way she shake it, make you want to touch it, make you want to taste it. How you lusting for it, going crazy, facing now, don't stop. Get it, the way she shake it, make you want it. Then she double joint it from the way she split it, got your. From the way she did it, she's so much more than you used to. She knows just how to move to seduce you. She gon' do the right thing and touch the right spots and dance on your lap till you're ready to pop. She always ready when you want it. She want it like a the info. I show you where to meet her on the late night till daylight. The club jumping if you want a good time. She gon' give you what you want and what you want to. Baby, it's a new age. You're like my new craze. Let's get together, maybe we can start a new phase. This most ever club all hazy. Spotlights don't do you justice, baby. Why don't you come over here? You got me sitting there. 50 Cent, AO Technology, and it's a very different sort of chemical technology, perhaps, that 50 Cent is now being associated with through this article that was recently published in the Albany Times Union. His name, that of Timbaland and Mary J. Blige, all coming up in an investigation into steroids and HGH being prescribed illegally and sold through the internet. And we've been speaking so far with Bob Port from the Albany Times Union. And taking some of your calls as well at 212-264-7483, or you can comment on the soundcheck page of our website. And joining us now is Dr. James Peterson. He's assistant professor of English at Bucknell University in Pennsylvania. He's also founder of the hip-hop think tank known as Hip Hop Scholars. And James, welcome to soundcheck.
Thank you for having me.
So in this story, in the Albany Times Union story, I mean, these three names have come up. Also, I should say, some white entertainers, Sly Stallone and sort of indirectly Steven Seagal.
And Wyclef Jean also.
So, but it seems like there's almost this desire at work to resemble an action hero, like, you know, Rambo or something. What's going on there?
Well, I think within hip-hop culture, the relationship between the artists and sort of superhero or comic book culture has been in place since the very, very beginning. All the aliases, all the sort of superhuman feats in the narratives of rap music. I mean, there's a way in which comic books and hip-hop culture have been inextricably intertwined from the outset. So I'm not at all surprised by this story. I would be surprised if the audiences and the folks from the hip-hop generation feel some kind of way about this. I mean, it just seems to me that it makes sense. I mean, it's also, we need to understand that hip-hop culture is a very youth-oriented culture. Always has been and always will be. And the people that we're naming, they're getting a little bit older. I mean, Mary J., 50 Cent, Wyclef Jean, these folks are 30-plus, which within hip-hop culture, that's very, very old. And so I think that there's a way in which the appeal of a fountain of youth drug or any kind of help on that end for them is going to be very, very strong and very, very powerful. So I'm not at all surprised. And I think for the most part, I think listeners and people who know about hip-hop know that there is a sort of superheroic quality to the narratives of rap music. Always been that way. I mean, some artists even take on the names of certain superheroes. And so, and obviously they rhyme about their exploits, some of which are true, some of which are not. And a lot of that exaggeration and boasting is always, I think, sort of associated with sort of the heroic narrative in general.
But there's also been this kind of walking of a tightrope between keeping it real on the one hand and making it up on the other. And, you know, how is that going to play to the audience when, you know, the guys or girls who, you know, maintain that they've been giving you the real scoop, yeah, turn out to have been chemically enhanced?
Listen, don't tell all the kids this, but it's mostly making it up in the first place. keeping it real and the whole issue of authenticity within hip hop culture has always been a very unstable designation. I mean, some of these kids who rhyme about certain things have experienced them. Many of them have not. I mean, it doesn't mean that it's not authentic, though. You can see it and bear witness to it, and that can be an authentic narrative. But in terms of body image and representing a certain kind of physical presence, that's always been about flexing and about show, I think, more than reality. Again, just like superheroes. You know, remember the third Batman movie with Chris O'Donnell and George Clooney, where they have on the suits with all the muscles carved out in the suits? You know, I mean, that's to me, that's kind of the metaphor for the ways in which hip-hop artists have to present themselves. They have to have an armor on anyway, right? I mean, they have to be hardened and people who can withstand a tremendous amount of sometimes violence, like in the case of 50 Cent. And in other times, with someone like Mary J., things like drug addiction, poverty, and all the things that people from the inner city who identify with hip-hop culture are very, very familiar with.
To say nothing of the volatility of the marketplace in which they are working. I mean, you know, hip-hop has led the decline in record sales,
absolutely.
And these people must be feeling amazing amounts of pressure.
Well, of course. And that, also, remember now, the pressure for them to be able to perform at a certain level on the road becomes much, much more intense. Like Mary J., again, she's a beautiful woman, but she's getting up there in age, and the bulk of her money for the rest of her career is going to be made on the road. That's why it was interesting that they made the connection between this incident and Aretha Franklin, who is someone who has had to be on the road and earn her keep, so to speak, on the road for a long, long time, and that requires an extraordinary constitution. It's really, really close to what a season might look like the kind of tour that Mary J. Blige has to do, very close to what like a baseball season might look like, hundreds of games or, you know, several months, you know, of being on the road and touring.
It is a real, yeah, it can really take a lot out of you. And, you know, Mary J. Blige in this song called Just Fine, you know, she sings, I like what I see when I go past the mirror. So, you know, how you look, how you present your body, how you take care of your body, very much a part of pop music culture. And in a moment, we'll continue our conversation about the implications of possible steroid use in hip-hop. We're speaking with Dr. James Peterson from Bucknell University, founder of Hip Hop Scholars, and with Bob Port, the senior editor of Investigations at the Albany Times Union, which has broken the story. And coming up in a little while, singer Sofia Cotsavetes mixes music from her native Argentina with the sounds of Peru, Brazil, and American jazz. She and her band will join us for a live performance. You can join us on the soundcheck page of our website, leave a comment, or call us at 212-264-7483. 264-7483. This is Soundcheck.
Ojalá que la luna pueda salir sin ti. Ojalá que la tierra no te bese los pasos.
Some live for the bill, some kill for the bill. She whine for the bill, grind for the bill.
Oh, she used to be the sweet.
Some steal for the bill, if they gotta pay the bill.
Yeah. She used to be
too nice,
girl.
White clef ain't con, Wizzy on the bill.
Oh, high school, she was that girl that make me do the hula hoop around the gym.
Just to get a pick up, get she's a 10.
Move over, Roger Clemens, Mary J. Blige, 50 Cent, and this artist, Wyclef Jean, are joining you on the hot seat for suspected steroid use. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We're back with Dr. James Peterson, assistant professor of English at Bucknell University and founder of Hip Hop Scholars, and Bob Port, senior editor of Investigations at the Albany Times Union, to get behind the story. And we're taking calls at 212-264-7483. And let's take a call from Ben in New Jersey. Ben, what's your reaction to the story?
Hi, yeah, I thought it was kind of ironic that for a equal justice kind of investigation that this started at, that it ended up naming all these hip-hop artists, although I didn't know about Steven Seagal until the last break, but it just raised my eyebrow. I'm not really sure what to make of it. I was hoping to get a comment.
You mean the fact that that it was basically black artists who were being named by name in the article?
Yeah.
Okay. Bob. When sure. Steven Seagal was named, I should just clarify this. It was just to say that there was like a signed picture of the guy in the pharmacist's office or something like that.
That's right. We don't have any evidence or aren't aware of any being uncovered that Steven Seagal was acquiring these drugs. But it's a very good question your caller asked, and it's one that we've heard here in Albany, and we're sensitive to. This is we've written a lot of stories about this investigation. It's been a big story up here. There's been more coverage in Albany about this than maybe anywhere else. if we've written about an awful lot of white athletes, ball players, and we'll certainly be writing about other entertainers who might come up in this case as soon as we find out about them. I think this was sort of a coincidence, kind of a strange circumstance that a particular chiropractor who does anti-aging services, so-called, got caught up in this. He was acquiring these drugs from a doctor in Florida. It wasn't the district attorney in Albany who made this information public. We found it out on our own. We have investigations at our Albany newspaper, and we dig and we dig and we talk to people. And at this point, there's so much probing going on, and so many records have been released in this case. At least they've reached so many different people. There are a lot of folks who know what's been learned, and that's how we hear about it.
All right. Now, in a moment, I want to come back to you to kind of follow up on this whole Fountain of Youth thing with the anti-aging properties of human growth hormone, which is mentioned in the article. But let's go back to the phones and Kevin from Brooklyn. Kevin, you surprised by any of this?
No, actually, I'm not at all. I mean, I think it's very naive for anybody to think that anyone in a body-conscious industry not to, you know, to be surprised that these people wouldn't seek out some kind of compounds to enhance their body image. You know, I think it's somewhat hypocritical that society demands that people look good, and yet perhaps, you know, cast stones at them for attempting to do so. You know, it opens up a Pandora's box about, you know, what rights, cosmetic enhancement rights. I mean, I think to look at these people, not that anyone is as drug users or abusers, is simply ludicrous. It's an interesting debate, and I'd like to see our government take a look at this. Perhaps, you know, anti-aging cosmetic enhancement rights need to be looked at.
Well, Kevin, you raised a whole bunch of good points there. Dr. James Peterson at Bucknell University. James, I was going to ask you a similar question, which is, if it's okay, for example, for Lil Kim to have breast implant surgery or whatever,
right,
why is this any different? You know,
it's not any different, but like I really hope that for once we can really focus the conversation on where I think it needs to be focused, which is, you know, there are a lot of issues for young people in this country about body image. And I, going back to the other caller who's concerned about whether or not this is kind of racially biased because it's all black artists, you know what, that thought didn't even cross my mind. I'm happy that this has been exposed, particularly because I think more so than Roger Clemens or any of these other athletes, this will help us to drive the discourse and raise awareness amongst young people. I mean, the conversation we need to be having based upon this is, why do these pressures exist? How is it affecting young folk? And how can we really wrestle with issues of body image? I mean, the whole thing about Kanye West's mom and what she was prepared to sacrifice to undergo that surgery, I mean, we never really got at the core issues of what are the pressures on women and on young people to look a certain way. People are willing to shave years off of their life to look a certain way. I think that we have to kind of revisit those issues, and more importantly, we need to bring this dialogue and this discourse into the school system so that we can kind of raise awareness amongst young people. And I think you know, that to me is what's got to come out of this. I think the investigation is important, and to bring these things to light is important. But the next steps for me are, let's work with young people in terms of issues around body image. We have a lot of challenges in our society based specifically on this issue.
And you know what? It seems like our Soundcheck listeners are weighing in and going to the exact same point that you just made. We've got a couple of comments posted on the Soundcheck page. Sammy in New York saying, you know, it's one thing in athletes where it's all stats driven and it taints the sport, but music or movie stars already do crazy things to their bodies. What difference does one more thing make? I just hope parents can educate their kids so they don't idolize such behavior.
Exactly.
And John in Brooklyn, along the same lines, great. More repulsive behavior for young morons to emulate. So, you know, it very much goes to what you're talking about, James. Let's hear a little bit from Lil Kim, and then we'll continue our conversation as we talk about the fallout of this investigation in the Albany Times-Union.
Good, you gotta tell us boys, when it come to sex, don't test my skills, 'cause my game has- Now you head over heels, giving the chills. Haven't paid my bills, buy matching Lambos with the same color wheels. When I ain't out shopping, spending dues, see notes. I'm in the crib, divot. Tonight, Lil Kim gon' have you in the zone. Girls call your crib, I'm answering the phone. Guys wanna wife me and give me the ring. I do it anywhere, anyhow, I'm down for anything. A couple of humps, give it goosebumps. This junk in my trunk ain't made for chumps. When Lil Kim's around, you don't need to. This is, baby, I'm making you hot.
I got the magic stick. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice.
I am the baddest chick. Shorty, you don't believe me, then come with me tonight and I'll show you magic.
What? Magic.
Lil Kim's magic stick, and according to the Albany Times Union investigation, it appears that some rappers and R&B artists, 50 Cent, Timbaland, Wyclef Jean, Mary J. Blige, may have a little magic of their own coming through the internet, as their names have been revealed as part of an investigation into the internet prescribing and selling of steroids and HGH, human growth hormone. Speaking with Dr. James Peterson, Assistant Professor of English at Bucknell, and Bob Port, who is the Senior Editor of Investigations at the Albany Times Union. Bob, you referred twice now to the kind of almost amazing initial anti-aging effects of HGH and how that would be really attractive in a kind of pop music culture that is so concerned with appearance. Let's finish that thought. What happens after that initial stage? I mean, what are we really talking about, and how widely known are the long-term effects?
There are some serious dangers in the use of these drugs, human growth hormone in particular, and I think it's fair to say the public really is not well aware of these. I also want to interject that I totally agree with Dr. Peterson's assessment of the cultural importance of this subject and talking about it and learning about it. It was really what motivated us to do this story. You also read in our story some comments from a lot of the medical experts that have looked at these drugs. And human growth hormone is a substance that is produced in the body by our pituitary gland, especially when we're young and growing. It stimulates growth of muscle tissue, does a lot of different things. It can also cause diabetes to a dramatic degree. It can trigger arthritis. And for someone who perhaps unknowingly has cancerous cells in their body, Dr. Pearls at Harvard Medical School described how it's like throwing gasoline on a fire. It actually overstimulates the growth of these cancerous cells that can metastasize in the body. So using this drug, which was really only meant to treat a few very rare, freakish ailments, as an anti-aging pill, or it's actually an injection, a serum you inject, is extremely dangerous, and that's why the FDA has restricted its use. And that's why you see law enforcement cracking down on doctors and clinics that are trying to capitalize on people's lust for youth.
Yeah, and James, how widely dispersed are those kind of facts in the community? I mean, you know, how much do young people know of any of this?
I would say little or nothing. I mean, I think there's a way in which, young people from the hip-hop generation kind of have a very different relationship with body image and with technology in general. And so the concept of, like, performance enhancements as being something that's ethically wrong, I don't think really exists for this generation. I mean, this is a generation that's, like, by all means necessary. And you combine that with, like, the focus on youthful appearance and on youthful energy in general, and I think this is kind of like a ticking time bomb for hip hop in certain ways. I mean, we have these four artists who have been exposed, but there's no telling who else may be using, and there's no telling the extent to which it's kind of a wink and a nod for young people in general who model themselves after some of these artists to do whatever they can do to look like them, to be like them, and to be as successful as they are.
Well, so far, Mary J. Blige, through a spokesman, has denied using steroids or human growth hormone. We have not heard from representatives of the others, 50 Cent, Wyclef Jean, Timbaland. But obviously, the story continues. The original story from this weekend's Albany Times Union is linked on the Soundcheck page of our website. We've been speaking with Bob Port, the senior editor of investigations at the Albany Times Union, and with Dr. James Peterson, who is the founder of the hip-hop think tank known as Hip Hop Scholars and assistant professor of English at Bucknell University. Bob, James, thank you both for being with us this afternoon on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
And thanks to everybody who commented or called in. Still to come, Sophia Kotsavitis playing with her band live in our studio. And tomorrow on Soundcheck, on commercial airline flights, hot meals and pretzels are being replaced by iPod docks and pay-per-view movies. We'll look at the growth of in-flight entertainment. This is Soundcheck.